Okay, so now we're going to be talking about dealing with prices over the phone, meaning that if we're on the phone with a customer, whether that's a parent or an adult student, if they're asking for price over the phone, what do we do? Okay, so to begin with, we do not want to give our full prices over the phone. Now, I know what you're thinking. Maybe that sounds like we're shielding the price from them or we're not being clear with them. And in some respects, you're absolutely right. But it is the right thing to do, and I'll tell you why. If we simply tell everyone all of our prices over the phone, they will price check us, and we are not the cheapest martial arts studio in the city for sure. And what they're going to do is they're just going to shop around and find the cheapest one, and then they're going to go there. Okay? We want to allow our customers to have the chance to come in and experience our martial art lessons, meet our coach, see our facility, and then make a buying decision if we are the right fit for them. Because right now, if they've never experienced us before, they may value us like they would a big box gym, or maybe their son's soccer team, or maybe a dance class. And we're going to be much more expensive than that. So when they come in to meet with us for an introductory package or for whatever offer we have going on, when they have a chance to meet our coaches and see how professional our classes are and see how we implement life skills, now they value us more and they can justify the price. Okay? So it is not fair to the customer if we're completely open and upfront with them about exactly what our prices are, because again, they will not make a intelligent buying decision. Okay? So we're going to start at the top here. So let's say that you have a customer that calls you or you call them directly. And one of the very first questions they have is, how much are the classes? If we don't know who they are or why they're interested or who they're interested in for, then we simply use a qualifying question to run over their question. So if someone asked me that right at the beginning, I would just simply say, sure, I'm happy to help you out with that. Is this for yourself or for a child? So I need to know that because obviously the prices are going to be different depending on if it's for a youth program or an adult program. So that makes sense. And then immediately after that, I would start asking questions. You see, whoever asks the questions is the one that is in control of the conversation. If you're not in control of the conversation, that means the customer on the other end of the line is in control of the conversation, and you know what questions they're going to ask if you allow them to be in control. And that means they're going to continue to ask you for price. But like I explained before, if we give the price over the phone, they're going to value us just on price, not on value. And more than likely, they're not going to come in and will never have a chance to earn their business. Okay? So that's step number one is to run over the question with a qualifying question, which is just simply, is this for yourself or is this for a child? Okay, so going on to the next step. So let's say again they ask. We're early in the conversation. We have yet to tell them about our offer, which currently our introductory offer is two free private lessons, excuse me, two private lessons and a free uniform, and it's $39.95. If we haven't told them about that introductory trial package yet, then it makes sense to tell them about that because that is going to be the first thing that they're involved in when they come in to join our program. They have to do this introduction so they get to meet us, meet our coaches, see our facility. We have to show them some basic techniques to prepare them for the first class. So this is the first thing that they're going to have to pay for. It makes sense to tell them about this. So this goes something like this. Typically, new students come in for our introductory trial package. The package consists of two private lessons and a free uniform. It's just $39.95. This gives you an opportunity to see how our program works to make sure that we're a good fit, and there's no obligation to continue after the second lesson. After that, again, we would want to end with another question to control a conversation, and we would continue through the phone script procedures to try to set an appointment for that first introductory lesson. Okay? So let's say that we're further down into the conversation and they ask again, or we've already told them about the introductory trial package through our regular scripting, so I can't use that one now. And they ask me again. So this could be the third time they asked, or again, I could just be past that part of my phone script. Okay, so at this point now, we're going to break it down to the ridiculousness, and we're going to tell them approximately what it's going to cost per week. So at our locations, we may have different costs of our program depending on the demographic. So the way that you need to calculate this is simply you find your basic training program prepay price, the price that the customer would be paying after all of the discounts, and you break it down to see with that price, what would it break down per week? And that's the number that you're going to give them. So right now it's around $45 a week. So this is what the script would be. So sure, classes typically run around $45 a week. Price isn't usually the issue. We just want to make sure that we bring your child in to make sure that they have a genuine interest in martial arts, and that's really going to be the first step. And then from there we end with a question. So I might say, has your child ever done martial arts before? How does he do in school? Are you guys from the area? So I'm just using questions to steer the conversation back in my favor. Okay, so now getting to the fourth step. Okay, in the fourth step, we are going to give them our basic training monthly price. I will say this though, if you're on the phone and you're finding yourself very often having to use this, meaning the fourth step, it probably means that you're not controlling conversation. If the customer is able to nail you down and ask you two, three, four times what the price is, that probably means that you're not asking questions, really spending time to get to know them, because they're controlling the conversation by asking you questions. But if we get to this, then whatever your basic training price is before the finance fee and not including the down payment, we're going to tell them that price. Okay, so for example, sure, prices vary depending on the program you enroll to, but investment is going to look, you're going to be looking at around $167 per month. Have you ever done martial arts before? So we're giving them a monthly price, but again, we're not going to go into the month, we're not going to go into the finance fee, we're not telling them about the down payment, we're not telling them about any merchandise packages that they have to buy. Because honestly, it's not fair to them. Let them come in, let them pay a little bit of money up front to get to know us. Make sure we're a fit and then let them make the decision. Worst thing happens, they come in and they have a great experience, their kid learns some life skills, and they decide that it doesn't fit their budget and they go about their way. And that's fine, right? That kid's gonna remember that for the rest of his life. Okay? So those are the four steps that we use if someone asks us the price over the phone.